Welcome to the Outsource Accelerator podcast. This is a short format podcast where we explore business and outsourcing mastery. My name is Derek Gallimore, and I am really excited to bring you the leading podcast in outsourcing. Hi, and welcome to another episode of the Outsource Accelerator podcast. My name is Derek Gallimore, and this is episode number 185. So today, I have Dean Pascoe back of boomerang.ph. We initially spoke to Dean in episode 180, so I recommend you go and listen to that episode if you want to know more about Dean's own journey in outsourcing. He's been outsourcing for 12 years now, and also his lessons that he's learned along the way there. So really good episodes. This is a freestanding episode though, and you don't need to go back. In today's episode, we talk to Dean more about boomerang.ph, which is his company that he's the president of. This isn't an infomercial. It is really about deep diving into different outsourcing service providers to help you out there really understand the value that these operations offer people in business. So we talk maybe more about business, more about how to outsource than actually the outsourcing supplier itself. Really good episode, and I'm sure you will enjoy. If you want to get in touch with Dean or know any more about this episode, go to our show notes, which is at outsourceaccelerator.com/185. Enjoy. Hi, and welcome back, everybody. Today, I am joined again by Dean Pascoe of boomerang.ph. Super excited to have Dean back. We spoke to Dean previously about his journey into outsourcing and his journey personally into living in the Philippines. Today, Dean now owns and runs and is president of boomerang.ph, which is an outsourced supplier. And I want to hear about what they offer, I suppose, by proxy of Dean's own personal expertise and experience within the sector. So hi, Dean. Thanks and welcome.
G'day, Derek. Excited to be back.
Yeah, thanks for coming back. And I just want to, maybe if you could just introduce yourself for those that maybe haven't listened to the previous episode we did with you.
Okay, it's Dean from Boomerang Inc. I'm president of the Philippines, and I've been living here for about 5 years and been involved with outsourcing for close to 12 years.
Fantastic. So today I want to deep dive into Boomerang, and we talk to a number of outsourcing suppliers, and we're not getting paid for this. It is really just because I want to deep dive into the services that outsourcers provide and sort of highlight the value that there is in there for clients. So thanks so much for coming on board. I suppose initially, what is the elevator pitch for Boomerang, and where do you see yourself fitting in within, you know, now the huge number of differing kind of BPO products out there?
Okay, Derek, I guess I would class Boomerang Inc. as a boutique BPO, okay? I've worked for a few BPOs prior to this, and I wanted to take their ability to not, well, sorry, their lack of ability to not be agile and bring everything from all the good points from each of those businesses into what I'm creating in Boomerang. I think it's very important to have a foreigner on the floor at all times. So I've got Australian expats for Australians to talk to, and I've got American expats for Americans to talk to, because I do run two shifts. And we do operate 24/5 at the moment.
Nice. And that's critical, isn't it? It can't sort of be understated, that kind of cultural bridge, just so that people can talk to account managers and things are more easily. It's that kind of interface, isn't it, that makes things easier?
It makes clients feel more comfortable. And there's nothing like someone from your home country walking you through each step along the way and sharing those experiences with you.
Yeah. So, what I preach a lot is that there's huge value in these BPO operations. And as I touched on in the last episode with you, you have 12 years of expertise in the outsourcing industry, which can't be understated, and so do your managers as well. Not only that, but the staffing that you hire are also no doubt seasoned in outsourcing. So they bring a certain amount of expertise as well. I try and stress to people that are getting into outsourcing that you can't just walk into this. There's a lot to learn, and if you don't seek advice from experienced people, then there's kind of a lot of hurdles along the way. Yeah. What have you learnt over your 12 years of experience that allows you to streamline all this? What are some of the key kind of integration items that you talk to about with new clients?
Well, I guess a lot of the time, I can't believe how often this happens is we actually talk a client into less seats.
Right.
Okay, so people come with grand ideas, but without the SOPs or without the knowledge of how it's going to integrate back to their business, and in truth, Boomerang keeps everything simple. We offer clients a SOP system that's paid for and provided by Boomerang. Okay, we offer a staff member from Boomerang to help those clients write those standard operating procedures in every aspect of the outsourcing. And what I always try and do is I never want to go and burn a client's capital. So we talk it down to a service where we can learn, grow, get the procedures right, and then we can ramp up.
Because people very commonly in the West, they're not used to SOPs, yeah, which is standard operating procedures. Usually, unless it's a big company, most people in the West are kind of operating by the seat of their pants, and it doesn't really work the same like that over here, does it? People need structures and processes.
Correct. I guess everyone gets their set tasks and their world that they become experts in. In the West, we write notes when we first take up a job and keep your personal notes. But what we don't realize is that's an expensive task every time you're rehiring, to retrain, etc. And the ability to have a system that has your SOPs in it limits that training, limits questions even back to go up the ladder to management, right? And everyone actually becomes more efficient. They get the ability to self-serve in a way, right? But that's all still in the control of the client. Right, so we might be helping them write the operating procedures, but everything still gets run back through a client. They approve them, and make sure it integrates with their business the right way.
Right. And again, this is the expertise that your clients are tapping into, because they're not just getting, a bum on a seat. They're getting your expertise, your industry insight, and also it's kind of like it's another input into this client's operational functions, yeah.
Correct. So we're all about integrating with a client that and doing it the right way. So again, not to burn anyone's capital quickly. We'll start off slow, make those procedures right, and ramp up as they see their team is providing value or becoming profitable. Okay.
Absolutely. And do you have a sweet spot? I mean, I see there's Ring in your name, and does that imply that, there's a sort of call center backbone to that? Do you have any kind of core strengths that you find that you're specializing in?
Okay, so Boomerang currently is probably about 30% accounting, and that could become because a lot of my background was accounting. We've got probably about 20% sales, and in truth, I'm very proud of our sales sections. We've got one fantastic customer that started with just two salespeople. They've got about 12 salespeople and about eight different back office support staff in their team,
Right.
and that's just one client. But they're now selling over about $150,000 a month in products. So,
Wow. And that is something that you are basically operating and you have helped augment, I suppose, yeah.
yeah. So we're involved in a client's team as much or as little as a client requests, and we offer a lot of expertise on how to adapt to, I guess, cultural differences. We mitigate those, and I guess. I don't know how you'd explain, but maybe intercompany politics, you know, how we've got some clients that want these two teams to integrate seamlessly, where we've also got clients that almost want teams to play off each other to make each other's teams better, though, you know. So we have one sales team here that is literally put up against the home company's sales team, and they're almost making it a game between them, you know. But where that might have run into issues with a little bit of politics, what those clients have seen is a better production, better amount of work out of both teams.
How do you go getting involved in all of this? Because, if you're not careful, you can become actually a, integrated business partner with these businesses. And is that what you're interested in? Are you seat leasing or are you really getting on board with other people's companies?
Okay, so well, we offer two models, like I said. So we're involved as little or as much as a client wants. Most of the time, I offer an account manager has only so many businesses that they watch over, and we're trying to give that personal touch. So we are trying to be involved as much as that client wants, okay? But the client's got to remember it's still their business. So even my account managers are reporting back to them, and helping in those ways.
And how do your pricing structures work then? I mean, there's probably as many different pricing structures out there now as there are BPO suppliers. Do you have a different range or kind of a set menu?
So 90% of my business is we charge a seat fee, and we have salaries on top of that with no markup, and any of the other facilities, whether it's phones, etc., we charge at cost. We make no markup on it. So it's we're a solely seat fee based price structure, but that price slightly changes depending on the level of involvement.
And what is that involvement? Because people sort of again, I think underappreciate what there is in a seat fee because you're not only just providing this the seat and the infrastructure and the hardware, but there's also the HR, the recruitment, the oversight, yeah.
Yeah, and it's all the personal touch feedback back to those clients on how their teams are reacting to their Australian teams, how the Australian teams reacting to our teams here. And the other part of it is that we're here to help out every time there is a question, because outsourcing's an amazing world, and it's an amazing way to bring value to your business, but it's not effortless, okay? It's not just a turn the key investment, and where Boomerang wants people to know that we don't oversell, right? So I'm always telling businesses what to expect, and to go slow, okay?
Yeah, it's hard, isn't it? Because people expect it just to be a turnkey thing, but business itself isn't easy, is it? Everything's always needing tweaking, and I think people sometimes come over here with unrealistic expectations. What are your, this is why I'm really a big proponent of outsourcing generally, which means proper outsourcing in facilities like yours, there seems sort of resistance by some players, and they want to go to Upwork, they want to get people working remotely from home. Is that, you know, is that a difference of night and day to you in terms of the deliverables that people can expect from that?
Well, I guess you always get what you pay for. Is a simple way to explain that. So, yes, generally freelancing, so Upwork is cheaper, but there's nothing like a structured environment, and that involvement of feeling that you're involved in a team. So you go on. We've had clients that have tried their Upwork or freelancing, and have had mixed results. But when they're trying to integrate a full team into a full business, we can provide much better results because everything is in one spot, everyone's integrated, and everyone's managed by the same HR. Everyone's reporting at the same time, and it's a structured environment, and you'll get much more out of your employees.
Yeah, I try and tell people, I mean, there's no longevity really to remote working, is there? There's not sort of any organizational learning. It's not really scalable. It's it's certainly a better longer term.
The other things are like, so 90%, like here at Boomerang, we've got dual internet fiber lines. If one drops out, the other one drops on. You've got UPS power banks, and you've got fully generated rooms. So, and most freelancers can't offer that. So, we've almost got an uninterrupted work here.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Dean. If of course people want to reach out and contact you and discuss about Boomerang, how can they do that?
I think you should reach out personally. My email is dean@boomerang.ph.
Fantastic. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Derek.
Okay, that was Dean Pascoe of boomerang.ph. If you want to get in touch with Dean, then go to our show notes, which is at outsourceaccelerator.com/185. And of course, if you want to reach out to us and ask us anything, then drop us an email to ask@outsourceaccelerator.com. See you next time.